Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. It's a week where the House of Representatives of the United States is going to be making a crucial decision whether to move forward providing emergency aid to the state of Israel, further emergency aid to Ukraine for its survival, and some changes in border security. That is a demand of Republicans. We'll be speaking to one of the Democratic leaders in Congress about how all of that is going to be worked out. But first, I want to introduce Adam Smith, who has been, well, actually, it was the last millennium that he was first elected to the Congress of the United States. He represents the 9th Congressional District in the state of Washington. He is the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, former chairman, of course, of the Armed Services Committee. And for people who don't know, we spoke about on Friday, there was a vandalistic attack on Adam Smith's home in Bellevue, Washington. And it was just appalling and stomach-churning to hear about. He's responded with great dignity and courage. Adam, if you could just tell us briefly, what happened with your home?
Sure. Now, he was spray-painted in the middle of the night in red paint, or I don't know, spray paint or actual paint, saying, free Gaza, calling me a baby killer, and advocating for a ceasefire. And look, this is the kind of thing, as you know, has been going on in left-wing Seattle politics for a long time. Now, you know, extremists on the right do it in other parts of the country or have similar approaches to threatening and intimidating practices. It's just an extremist approach that basically tries to intimidate people instead of participating in the democratic process. And it's, you know, it's a small step from this kind of thing to a more authoritarian approach. Look, I've met with left-wing activists on a wide range of issues, including on Palestine. I don't have any problem hearing them out. But to use these types of threats and intimidations, and particularly when you go to someone's personal home, you know, they did this to Seattle City Council people. They did it to the sheriff, Carmen Best. You know, it really is an effort at intimidation that frequently crosses over into violence. And it's really problematic.
And is there any chance that the police can find out who did this and so they can be openly and properly prosecuted?
It's highly unlikely. We don't have cameras around there. We weren't able to get any sort of video. And, you know, they did it in the middle of the night, sometime after midnight. I was actually in D.C. My wife was home, but my children are off now, and one in college, one is an adult. But no, it seems highly unlikely we'll catch them. It's just really important that when things like this happen, it's happened to a lot of other people, we stand up to it. And for my part, it just makes me all the more determined to keep doing what I'm doing and doing it the way I'm doing it, because I don't think we can allow aspects of our democracy to be intimidated in this way.
Speaking of doing what you're doing, you're one of those people who's been a strong advocate for the state of Israel and support for the state of Israel that was so brutally attacked on October 7th. You have also been a strong advocate of sustaining our support for Ukraine, which is an enormously important commitment for the United States of America. What's going to happen when these items come up for decisions with the House of Representatives? What should happen? What will happen?
We should pass support for Ukraine and Israel. And frankly, we should have done it a while ago. There is strong bipartisan and bicameral support. If you brought a bill up to provide the supplemental funding that the president put in his proposal, or anything close to it, frankly, for Ukraine and for Israel, they would both pass. They would pass together. They would pass separately. There would be overwhelming support on both sides of the aisle, and in both on both sides of the aisle and in the Senate and the House. Problem is, there are some Republicans, Matt Gaetz is one of the leaders of this, determined not to fund Ukraine. So they're trying to block it in a variety of different ways. And one of the things that has been done is Ukraine aid, not Israel aid, but Ukraine aid has become linked to border policy. Now, the supplemental that the president sent over included money for greater security on the border, but what some are insisting on is changes to policy around the asylum laws, which, by the way, I think we can make those changes. Problem is, I mean, we've been trying to resolve our differences on that issue for 30 years, and holding Ukraine hostage to resolving that rather intractable political problem is something I don't support. Now, if the Senate can get a deal on this, if they can get a bipartisan agreement over there on changes to border policy and link it to Israel and Ukraine, I'll take it. And that's what they're trying to do this week, is get that agreement. But it's putting Ukraine in particular at great risk. Israel has, can defend itself at least in the short term. Very soon they're going to need to replenish some of their ammunition, certainly their air defenses. But Ukraine is hanging on by a very thin thread right now, and they need our help now.
There's another decision that the House is likely to face this week, which is, and it will probably be a highly partisan vote, the Republicans seem determined to authorize a formal impeachment investigation of President Biden. I assume that you believe that's a bad idea.
I do. I mean, there's no evidence of it. They had a hearing, what was it, about a month ago. The Republican star witness, Congressman Comer, who heads up the Government Oversight Committee, their star witness said, at this time, there is insufficient evidence to pursue an impeachment inquiry. The witness the Republicans called. Look, conjecture on the Internet is not evidence for impeachment. And I don't want to get into the whole Donald Trump thing, but to the extent that anyone wants to say, well, you impeached Donald Trump twice. Well, let me tell you what the evidence was, okay? It was pretty clear, it was on the table, and it was definitely there. In the case of President Biden, it's rampant speculation that has thus far led absolutely nowhere. So it's a purely partisan exercise that I hope Speaker Johnson will not allow the House to go forward with.
What do you think, other than Israel, Ukraine, border security, what's the other priority for this session of Congress coming up to the 2024 election?
Well, two things we need to get done. We need to get the defense bill passed, and we're really close on that, the defense authorizing bill. We've got the AUKUS agreement, which is a crucial, crucial agreement in strengthening our partnership with the UK and Australia, that's contained in that bill. Senator Wicker, who is the ranking member on the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, is holding that up because he wants more money for the submarine industrial base, which is fine. I'm happy to support that. But we shouldn't be holding up the defense bill over it. So we're trying to get around that. And then the appropriations bills. Department of Defense is over 50% of the discretionary budget. If they're put on a CR for all of next year, it will be devastating to our national security. So we need to get the appropriations bills passed. They're negotiating right now to try to get top line numbers. But so by the end of the year, we want to get that supplemental that you just described. We want to get the defense bill passed, and we want to get the appropriations bills passed, or at least by the end of January.
So a full plate. Adam Smith, congressman from the 9th District here in the state of Washington, appreciate everything you do to your country and, by the way, for your country. And the class and dignity and courage with which you and your family responded to this awful thing. And the idea that people are self-righteous about imposing it, a real problem. Coming up, Professor John Yoo of University of California, of the law school there, talking about the legal ramifications of the judgment that Trump is not, repeat, not immune from being sued over the January 6th riot. What does that mean? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
From politics. politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, the second highest court in the country, the court that is usually held to be comparable to the Supreme Court of the United States, the Washington Appellate Court, Washington, D.C. Appellate Court, has ruled that President Trump is not immune from being sued over the January 6th riot. So with that ruling, is the president likely to face a bunch of suits from various people who were implicated or damaged by the January 6th riot? Is the former president likely to be sued by those people, and will it have an impact on his campaign? To try to put that in perspective, John Hugh, professor, distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, one of America's leading conservative legal scholars. He is the author, most recently, of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. First of all, do you suspect this ruling will stand, Professor Hugh? And if so, is it likely that the president will face additional suits over the January 6th riots?
It's interesting, Michael. I think that President Trump got 50-50 out of this. And so he's certainly going to appeal to the Supreme Court, but it's not clear to me that the court is going to hear the case. It might wait to see how things go in the lower courts. And that's because of the way the court, I think, kind of struck a compromise. President Trump came in and basically said, almost anything I did, I can't be sued for, because anything I did, I was the president. And there's an old case from the Nixon years which says presidents can't be sued when they're exercising the powers and duties and functions of the office. We don't want presidents to have to worry about getting sued when they make some of the most difficult decisions that are in the best interest of our country. But on the other hand, the court said, but it's not clear here that President Trump, when he was engaged in whatever it was he did on January 6th, was acting as president. He might have been acting as a private citizen running for president, as a candidate. And the court said, when you're running as a candidate, you're definitely not the president. When a president gives a speech at the Republican National Convention to accept the nomination, he's not acting as the president, he's acting as a private citizen. The part where I think Trump made some headway is that the D.C. Circuit said, we're not going to decide that question. We're going to send it back to the trial judge, and he's going to have a proceeding to figure out what exactly was Trump doing when he gave his speech on January 6th. What exactly was Trump doing when he was talking with Rudy Giuliani or John Eastman or Roger Stone or Steve Bannon, all his advisors? Was he acting as president, or was he simply acting as a candidate for reelection? And then the court said, if you're acting as a candidate for reelection, then you can be sued. But if he's acting as president, he might well be immune.
And that immunity would have to be found by the Supreme Court, right, to overrule the D.C. Circuit?
Well, first we'll have to see what kind of – well, here's what President Trump might do. He might appeal to the Supreme Court and say, it doesn't matter what the facts of January 6th are. Everything I did on January 6th, I was still the president. And since I was still the president, I was giving a speech. It was about a matter before the public. That's being president. And since I was president, I'm immune. Now, the Supreme Court would hear that. I think the odds are high that he would lose there on such a broad, sweeping claim of immunity. You might remember Bill Clinton, when he was sued by Paula Jones. Even he didn't make this far of an argument, but he made one that was pretty close. Paula Jones was someone who had worked in Arkansas and claimed sexual harassment by Governor Clinton, which occurred before he was president. President Clinton said, I can't be sued while I'm president. I'm too busy. I'm working for the country. And the court in the Jones case said, you can't have sweeping presidential immunity for everything. If you committed sexual harassment when you were not the president from before your time in office, you can be sued. And we're going to let the lawsuit go forward now while you're still president.
And that was a 9-0 decision, I believe.
Yes, unanimous decision. That's right.
Okay.
So the court could say, look, we're going to continue with the Paula Jones case. I don't think this court's going to overturn the Paula Jones case. So they'll say there's a difference when President Trump's acting as president. He might have immunity. But when he's acting as a private citizen, he doesn't get immunity. I could see the court doing that.
Okay. The kind of lawsuit, would among the likely parties to sue be injured police officers? Would that be probably a good basis to assume there will be some suits?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the plaintiffs in this case itself is a former Capitol Police officer. Actually, I don't know if he's a former Capitol Police officer, but Capitol Police officer who was injured during the events of January 6th. I think you would see perhaps more officers. You could also see, one of the plaintiffs is a member of Congress, because members of Congress were apparently threatened and had to, leave the floor. I don't think it's happened. Mike Pence could bring lawsuits under the logic of the law. Right? Because President Trump inspired these people who wanted to hang him, and he had to flee, right? The Senate, he had to flee the rotunda too. So, yes, this is an interesting thing. You're quite right, Michael. If the Supreme Court doesn't step in and say, oh no, Trump is immune for everything, send it back down, then you could see a lot of lawsuits from anybody who was harmed by January 6th, and they're going to claim it was all set off by President Trump's speech on the ellipse on January, or that might have triggered or inflamed the kind of mob violence we saw that day.
And meanwhile, your colleague Lawrence Tribe, a very distinguished and very liberal professor at Harvard Law School, said that he believes that this decision means that Trump is going to lose those big majorities that he is drawing in the polling right now, because it is very likely that the cases will proceed to the point where you might actually have to be voting for a felon or not. Do you agree with Professor Tribe?
Look, I respect Larry Tribe's views on what the Constitution means, but I don't know where he's in the business of projecting what Republican primary voters are going to do. I don't think he has any special insight. I would pay more attention to someone like Karl Rove, for example, or people who are real campaign people. And the reason I say that is because every time President Trump has suffered a setback in court, his poll numbers go up.
They do.
I don't know why. Right? We talked about this before, Michael. Trump has amazingly used that fraud trial in New York City to his advantage to increase his lead in the primaries.
John Yoo, his most recent book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. And what next now for somebody who's had his own court problems? I'm talking about George Santos. That and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas such as schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
And on the Michael Medved show, there is right now a great deal of material that is being pumped out there, opinion pieces, news pieces, more, about what a second term for Donald Trump might look like. And one of the most alarming pieces comes from Liz Cheney, who supported President Trump in his first campaign for President of the United States, not so much the second campaign. But she was the number three Republican in the House. And she's asked a very direct and relevant question. If President Trump is elected in November, next November, he will only be allowed under the Constitution to serve one term. But Liz Cheney thinks he wouldn't be bound for that and might have enough support in Congress to prevent Congress from actually forcing him to follow the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution. This came up, she's promoting her new book, Liz Cheney, former member of Congress from Wyoming. She was talking to NBC's Savannah Guthrie, and their exchange sounded like this.
But do you believe if Donald Trump were elected next year that he would try to stay in office beyond a second term? That he would never leave office?
There's no question.
You think he would try to stay in power forever?
Absolutely. I mean, he's already done it once. And in fact, if you look at what he did in the run-up to January 6th in terms of his pressure on the vice president not to count legitimate electoral votes, his pressure on the Department of Justice, on state officials, and then refusing to send help when the Capitol was under attack, he's already attempted to seize power. And he was stopped. Thankfully, and for the good of the nation and the republic, but he said he will do it again. He's expressed no remorse for what he did.
Well, and again, but what he would have to do would not be a repeat of what happened on 2021. It's not enough, because there is this amendment to the Constitution that came into force 1951, called the 22nd Amendment, that says you can only serve two terms as president. You can't serve more than that. And I am not sure that what Liz Cheney is saying here is truly something needs to be worried about. Meanwhile, there is a big piece in the New York Times. With expulsion, Santos will not just disappear. What comes next? Prison? Reality TV? Or perhaps a book? Well, there's already going to be a made-for-TV, as they used to call it, movie. That's already underway. And they actually, at Saturday Night Live, they did a cold open with George Santos, suggesting that he doesn't even have to wait to finish the book or the movie about him or his membership, his contestantship on Dancing with the Stars. There's a song that could be in his future. It sounds like this, at least according to SNL.
Goodbye, Congress Queen, though they never knew me. Cause I lied about everything in my life, and I took a tragic fall. They crawled out of the woodwork. They whispered, he used my donations for Botox. And I said, it was filler, slut. And I'm out of f***ing cloth. And it seems to me, I lived my life like a scandal in the wind. Never knowing who to cling to when the law closed in.
Scandal in the wind, it has a ring to it. They report in the New York Times, though Mr. Santos initially chafed at the media attention, he increasingly appeared comfortable in the limelight, regardless of the circumstances that put him there. The NASA Woomer, who is his former communications director, who resigned in May, described him as someone who has more, who is more interested in being a celebrity than a lawmaker. So it was perhaps unsurprising that he told reporters last week that he would not rule out a path charted by other political figures, ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If I had the chutzpah to go on the television and embarrass myself with my four left feet, maybe someday, Mr. Santos said. I believe that Dancing with the Stars pays you for, if you're on for two sessions, you make more than a congressman makes in a year. Congressman makes $174,000. There is a precedent for such a move. In 2009, the show cast Tom DeLay, a former House Majority Leader who stepped down in 2006 after he was indicted in a money laundering scandal. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, known for debate gaffe, strutted his way onto screens in 2016. And Sean Spicer, how could we forget, former White House press secretary for President Trump, was cast in 2019, a move that invited criticism from those who believed the show allowed him to rehabilitate his image. Fox's The Masked Singer has been similarly willing to help politicians looking to move from notoriety to celebrity. Last year, Rudy Giuliani, Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer, who was integral in the effort to overturn the 2020 election, made it through seven episodes before he was cut. And Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, appeared on the show in 2020. She and her family also had their own celebrity reality show. When Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer, she was singing that song I like Big, right? I mean, she was singing the Sir Mix-a-Lot song. Right, Jeremy? She was dressed as a bear, and so you couldn't tell who that was. Oh, and this concluding melody from the song on SNL, the George Santos ballad, Scandal in the Wind. Listen.
And I would have liked to have known you, but I'm a different guy. My name is Carlos Duncan Hines. Don't look me up, I died. Congress stuff is tough. It's the toughest job I ever had. And I was a neurosurgeon at NYU. Plus, I have the job of dad.
I'm sorry, did you just pull a fake baby out of a piano?
Magic. Okay, so I lied. So I told a couple little fibs, like where I went to high school and college and all my jobs, and how I'm something called Jewish.
What does that mean?
It means Muslim. And it seems to me that I live my life like an evil
It seems to me that I live my life like a scandal in the wind. Look, he is clearly going to have a future on television. He says, I'll definitely be writing a book, though it was not clear that he had a publishing contract as yet. This is all bizarre. And who will be the next president? Okay. Will it continue to be Joe Biden? Will he be replaced by Donald Trump? A large part of all of that will be determined by the New Hampshire primary to come up. It certainly makes the best possibility of one of the other candidates maybe putting a little blockage in President Trump's confident progress back to the White House. We'll talk about that with the governor of New Hampshire, the one and only Chris Sununu, coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And whenever we welcome Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire to our show, we get a great response. And partially it's because he's been just a great governor. He set records with his percentage, most recent percentage of the vote in New Hampshire for reelection. And then he's decided this will be his last term as governor. But he's also been ranked by Cato Institute as America's most responsible governor fiscally in terms of spending the people's money. Governor Chris Sununu, he's watching from the sidelines, but he is going to make an endorsement eventually for a very spirited Republican primary in your state. And they're really, this is not just a coronation in New Hampshire, right? I mean, it really does appear to be up for grabs.
Oh, absolutely. No, there's, I mean, it's really come down to, I think, the three governors. Chris, Ron, and Nikki, I think, are doing a great job. Their numbers are moving. They're, you know, they're really engaging with voters at a one-on-one level, with the town halls, meeting them in the diners, visiting them in their living rooms, you know, all that sort of thing. Trump doesn't really do that, right? He kind of flies in, has the rally, rambles for a little bit. Trump tries to do everything he can to kind of avoid talking about, you know, almost like he didn't run for, wasn't already president, right? What like he wasn't already there. He didn't have a shot to fix a lot of this stuff, which, as we know, didn't get done. So these candidates are, I think, engaging voters one-on-one and kind of building that rapport with them. And that's what matters, because only now, only in these kind of the next couple weeks will citizens really start making up their minds in terms of where they want to be. You know, you and me and others, we talk about it. We kind of live and read the political stuff. Most folks are just trying to get through paying their energy bills and fight inflation every day. So they're not in the mix. They're kind of getting into it, and especially as the field is narrowing down. I mean, the field back in 16, the Republican field, there were like 11 candidates still in the race at this point. Now there's effectively three plus Trump. So the psychology of the choice is very different, and a lot of folks are going to engage on it without a doubt. So, no, I think it's been good, and I think numbers are going to continue to move.
With the town meetings and the other chances to meet people face-to-face, have the turnouts been good, showing people are actually enthusiastic about this election?
Lately, packed rooms. About a week ago, I did an event with Nick, an event with Ron, and an event with Chris, all within 24 hours. Every one of those rooms was packed, and here's the most, I found the most interesting. They'll always say something like, hey, and who here's new? Who's ever, you know, maybe not heard me speak before? In each of those rooms, virtually every hand went up. So So it's a whole new crop of folks engaging. There was a young girl, actually, that I saw at a Nikki Haley event one day, and she asked Nikki a question, and, you know, what's the first thing you're going to do if you become president and all that. It was very cute, and she got her free hat and the whole thing. And literally 24 hours later, her mom and her dad were at the DeSantis event, saying, I want to meet DeSantis, too, and she was asking a question there. So everyone has a chance to participate as much or as little as they want, and that's why the poll numbers are still moving. Nationally, you just kind of see Trump getting all this attention, but I think if someone kind of breaks through in Iowa and definitely here in New Hampshire and really makes it a one-on-one race, well, now it's a real 50-50 race, and Trump, you know, he could get 50% of the vote, but that means there's 50% up for grabs for one other candidate, and he would have to start engaging. He'd have to start, you know, acknowledging these other candidates and acknowledging a lot of things he maybe hadn't done, and kind of take on a little bit the rest of the party that's just saying, we're not just necessarily anti-Trump. We're just pro-Republican, right? We want someone that galvanizes the party together, galvanizes the country together. Trump has proven in both those circumstances he can't do it. He's unwilling to do it, can't do it. So I think there's just huge opportunity there that people will acknowledge as they go to the voting booth.
Okay, you're a governor, you're not a member of Congress, but right now there's a huge, there's a huge decision facing the House of Representatives and the Senate about providing aid to Israel, providing aid to Ukraine, and at the same time that they do some work to tighten border security. If you were there or you were advising your state's members of Congress, would this appear to be a worthwhile priority to pursue, providing aid to these two embattled allies?
Yeah, you got to support. Yeah, so there's a couple of things here. There are two different but very intertwined issues. Number one, you support Israel unquestionably. You know, it's been said, but apparently not said enough given all the protests that are out there. Hamas is a brutal terrorist organization, and you support your allies. And Israel is very much our ally, surrounded by nine of their enemies on all sides in the Middle East. And they're not facing a border dispute. This isn't political. This is a nation right now, or an organization in Hamas that wants to just wipe them off the face of the earth. So of course you got to support your allies there. With Ukraine, the opportunity is even more incredible in that, you know, without putting a single troop on the ground, and for a fraction of just 1 year's worth of our defense budget, we can put our foot on the throat of the tin can army that is Russia. That's an amazing opportunity that you don't miss out on, and all the while supporting your allies and people that are fighting for their own freedoms, which is exactly what this country was founded on. So for me, it's a no-brainer. You support both. There are a lot of dollars at stake, to be sure, but the benefits are absolutely huge, and you're doing it for the right reasons, right? You're doing it for the right moral reasons. And look, I'm not necessarily a believer that America has to be the police officer of the world and all that sort of thing, but you support your allies when they're fighting for their freedoms and their lives, and that's so for me in that case, it's an easy one.
I appreciate that, Governor. Okay, last question. We have a GOP debate, another one coming up, and this time it's not clear who exactly is going to be there. It does appear that Ron DeSantis will be there and Nikki Haley will be there, and Chris Christie, unsure. What would be your advice to each of those candidates? What should they accomplish, each of them, in the debate coming up?
Sure. So because there's less and less of them in the debate, that's an amazing opportunity to get into a little detail and not just make your sound bites, but you got to connect. You have to be genuine. You have to be authentic. Right? We know where a lot of your policy positions are, but you got to be able to look folks in the eye. And believe it or not, you know, you can do that, right? You can do it with your tone, with your words. You have to be genuine, not completely scripted. Oh, you asked me this question, and now I'm going to read the script that I memorized because my staff wrote it for me. We've all seen that nonsense enough. There's a huge opportunity to be a connective tissue, if you will, between, you know, the politicians and folks running for president and, you know, the family that's just watching a debate for the first time, tuning in for the first time and saying, gee, it's down to a real choice. What are these guys about? And these candidates have to appreciate that a lot of people watching the debate will be seeing them for the first time. They've been doing it for 2 years, but a lot of folks are just engaging. So I just think you got to be genuine, and you got to make kind of that heartfelt pitch. A lot of the policies will be fairly similar. They got to show consistency too, right? You had a few candidates in the past show an inconsistency with the answers, clearly trying to say what they thought they were supposed to say in the moment, and that always comes off terribly, right? But to be just genuine in yourself and say, I'm not here to tell you I'm right and you're wrong. I'm not here to tell you the answer that you want to hear. I'm here to tell you exactly what I'm grounded in, what I'm about, and why I'm so optimistic about the opportunity for new leadership to bring this country together. Because if the country's not together, we're just going to go through 4 years of the same thing. And if I could, Michael, leadership at the presidential level, good leadership can get stuff done no matter what hand they're dealt. I don't know if Congress is going to be run by Republican or Democrat. I want a president that's going to get it done no matter what, right? And anytime you try to say, well, someone thwarted me, someone stopped me from doing something politically. Look, if you're a president or a governor or the chief executive, you either get it done or you don't. You got to own those wins and losses. And I think everyone's tired of politicians that make excuses. Trump does that all the time. Biden does it all the time. These guys are 80 years old. They don't want to deal with future issues. They're kicking the can down the road, and they're blaming everybody else. So, like, what an awesome opportunity for Republicans to get behind kind of the next generation candidate and move the ball forward. If we can't show results, we're not going to win again, right? You have to show results. Biden can't show results. So we're incredibly vulnerable in terms of not winning again. We have to be able to show results, not because we're right on the policy, not because we have the best ideas, but we actually got it done, right? We said, hey, we're going to deal with inflation because it's crushing families. We're going to deal with energy prices because it's crushing families. We're going to get something done on those issues, not be distracted by, you know, Trump's legal stuff or the chaos order. No matter what, how passionate the former president is, if President Trump got into office, he'd be so distracted with all this legal stuff, he's not going to spend any time on the real issues. He's not going to get anything done. It's baked in. So huge opportunity to move forward. And that's what gets me excited.
You know the three governors who are running, Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie, of course, and Nikki Haley. Were they all good governors?
Phenomenal. They're all good governors that all make very good presidents. But unfortunately, we can only have one. But they would all do an incredible job.
That's wonderful to hear you say that. Governor Chris Sununu, outstanding governor of New Hampshire, whose political future is bright, just as I hope America's future will be bright, even after this next election in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.